Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
After concluding the entire 17 chapters in the first 62 verses, Bhagavan said, you reflect on it, Arjuna, and then do whatever you find it appropriate. Because we know that when you try to impose on somebody, it really does not work. You have to give them a choice. Make them decide on their own and make them feel like it is their idea or their decision to follow this path. So Bhagavan said, do as you see fit. But just as son comes to father, which school should I go to? You have this option, or this option, or this option. And father goes into an elaborate discussion about what is good and what is bad, and what are the pros and cons of going into engineering versus medicine, or go to art versus this. But then in the end, he said, you take your decision. But because the father is so concerned about the son, he said, but let me tell you one more thing. And let me tell you my ideas. So the next three verses we will be seeing, basically Bhagavan's recap of all the recap he has done in first 62 verses. He did the recap of all 17 chapters in 62 verses. Now the next three verses will recap all the 62 verses. In other words, the entire knowledge of Bhagavad Gita recapped in the next three verses. And the verse 64 says, Sarva guhya tamam bhuyaha shrunu me paramam vacha ishto asi me drudham iti tato vakshami te hitam. Wait for just 1 second. Let me tell you one more time. The sarva guhya tamam, the secret of all the secrets, and listen to that carefully. I am only telling you, isto asi me, you are so dear to me, therefore I want to tell you. I told you, you do whatever you want, but you are so dear to me. Let me tell you one more time what is good for you. Isto asi me, tato vakshami te hitam, for your own good. In my opinion, what is good for you, that I will tell you now. I gave you the choice to do what you want to, but in my opinion, what is in your benefit, I will tell you that now. So listen to that. And I'm only telling you because you're so dear to me. I'm not telling you because I distrust you. I am not telling you because you may take a wrong decision. But because you're so dear to me, let me tell you what I think it is in your benefit. And then the next two verses basically summarizes the entire teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Is how to live your life if you want to get liberation from the shackles of limitations. So it says, Manmana bhava mad bhaktaha madhyaji mam namaskaro. Four simple adjustments, four simple requirements to live your life, Bhagavan says. First is manmana. Keep your mind focused on me. Now, when we talk about Bhagavad Gita and Krishna says me, he is not talking about Krishna, the historical figure, or the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, but I, the Supreme Self, which is all-pervading. That I, which I have concluded in the discourse of the first 17 chapters, that cannot be different than the Supreme I, the Self. Just as we have decided this space cannot be different than the universal space, no matter how many walls I put into it. I will not be able to change the nature of the space. I just change the conditioning of the space and therefore the perception of the space. The characteristics of this conditioned space may continue to change. It was a large room before, small room now, but the space remained exactly as it was before. Once I remove this conditioning, it will be same as it was before. Bhagavan said, the same way that I, which never was tainted by your limitations, your mind, your intellect, your body, that I, you should focus your mind on. Manmana, focus your mind on that I. Right now the mind focus is on who I am, as this body, this mind, this intellect, my possessions, my acquisitions, my achievements. He said, from that, you focus to that all-pervading I that yourself is. So manmana. Bhava madbhaktaha. Become devoted to me. Again, going back to the same idea, become devoted to your own self, which is all-pervading. Devotion, we have talked about it so many times before, is nothing but love for the divine. Your love should be for that all-pervading I and not for the limited I. You know. Right now, as Swami Tejamananda said, you're in a constant samadhi. I'm in constant in love with myself. But that's this limited I. From that identification, move to that. Bhava mad bhaktaha. Become the devotee of the Supreme Self. Madhyaji. Respect to sacrifice to me. Do everything for that I, not for this I, the limited I. Everything you do, sacrifice is basically all your offerings. Our offerings are our actions. Our actions right now, we are doing it for this me. I want to be secure, nice retirement, make sure 401k is properly invested. Do everything for that supreme I. Mam namaskaro, bow down to me. Again, the same idea. Offer yourself, surrender yourself to the supreme I. Because that supreme I is almighty, all-powerful, ajaha, immortal. And therefore, bow down to that I, not to the limited I. Mama eva ishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. And I'm promising you that that's the truth. I'm telling you for true that I'm promising you that this is the truth, and you shall achieve myself. Priyo asi me. And I'm telling you again one more time, because you're so dear to me. You're so dear to me that I can't see you suffering through this bondage of limitedness and suffering through the sorrows which are associated with limitedness. Therefore, I'm telling you that this is the truth, that once you do this, you will achieve myself, that unlimited, all-pervading self you shall achieve. And then comes the verse Swami Brahmananda chants three times. When he comes to this verse, he chants it three times. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyah moksha ishyami mashuchah. This is the direct promise to the seeker, that I will take care of you. If you shall make the adjustment which we talked about, and will live your life accordingly, you don't have to worry about anything. I'll take care of everything for you. Even the past sins, we are burdened by our past. What can I do? Well, I cannot do anything now. I should have done this. I should have gone to medical college when I had a chance. But I went to architecture school. All those are we consider as our past sins, impressions on our mind which is pulling us back. It's even that I'll wipe out. So this verse, as Swamiji says, is the most important verse, at the same time controversial verse, because every commentator and every scholar of Bhagavad Gita has interpreted it in many different ways. Because it is the confusion we have about the word dharma. Whichever way we interpret word dharma, the meaning of this verse will take that shape. Simple one, we take dharma means religion. So let's say if I take that meaning and say dharma means religion, it says sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Give up all dharmas and take refuge in me. Give up all other religions, Christian, Jains, Muslim, no, give up all that, just come to Krishna. No, that's not what Bhagwan meant, you know. Dharma, as we have discussed before, is the law of being. A thing or being becomes what it is, or he is or she is, because of the essential qualities he or she or it possesses. As Swamiji explains, that everything has essential qualities and non-essential qualities. Non-essential qualities can be removed, and thing or being will still remain what it is. In a gold ring, the shape of the ring, the form of the ring, is a non-essential quality for it to remain gold. You can change the shape, you can change the whatever the polish on it, but as long as the gold is there, it remains gold. So the form and shapes and colors and names are superimposition on the self. Those can be removed, and it can still remain the self. But there's an essential quality. Once you take the gold out of gold ring, it only remains a ring, not a gold ring. With gold in the essential part of a gold ring, everything else is non-essential qualities. So Bhagavan said, sarva dharman parityajya. Give up the dharmas of your own non-essential qualities. So we have to come back and say, okay, now this is about me. This verse, this prescription is for me. This is a self-development book, and it is given to me. So first thing I have to understand, what is my dharma? What is my dharma as a human being? What is my dharma as the being? The first thing is, I have to take out the non-essential parts. The non-essential part is, there are times when my mind is not available, and I still exist. So mind is actually a non-essential part. There is time I have no intellect. Intellect is not available. And I still exist and still function as I. So even intellect is a non-essential part. Then body, I think, is pretty essential. But even I am not aware of my body, when I am in deep sleep, and I still exist, so even that is not an essential part. Then what is the essential part for me to function as I? The consciousness in me, the life in me, is the essential part. Without that, I cannot remain I. Therefore, my true dharma is my consciousness. That consciousness, once you remove, I won't be existing. So now when I talk about this, it says focus on your dharma. I should be focused on dharma of my consciousness. And as we had been discussing before, my I, the self in me, cannot be separate from the self of the Supreme Self. If Supreme Self does not exist, myself cannot exist. If there is no gold in this world, there cannot be any gold ornaments in this world. You remove all the gold from all the gold ornaments, they will be just ornaments, not gold ornaments. Gold ornament can only exist as long as the gold exists. Myself can only exist, yourself can only exist, his self can only exist, itself can only exist if the universal self exists. So that self is the true dharma of myself. But right now I have taken so many other dharmas. Dharma of me as a father, dharma of me as employer, dharma of me as husband, dharma of me as this body, dharma of me as my mind, dharma of me as my intellect. And at times I keep changing my identification. Sometimes I'm too identified with my body. And then I'm God, let me have the high-heeled shoes. I did that in my teenage days. So in those days, there was a fashion, I don't know if you remember, in late 60s and 70s, and then you have bell-bottom trousers. So the trouser goes down all the way down. You don't know how high the heel I'm wearing. Because I'm too conscious about my body. I'm identifying with my body. Then sometimes I'm too identified with my mind. I'm happy, I'm unhappy. Well, all our scriptures describe there are eight vasus who are deities of the seasons. But actually, in reality, there are only six seasons in any system. Three major seasons, summer, winter, and whatever the monsoon or so. And there are three sub-seasons, spring, fall, etc. So there are six seasons in all system. But we assign eight vasus as the deities of the seasons. So where are the other two seasons? Well, they are in my mind. Joy and sorrow. Happiness and unhappiness. They are my micro-season, micro-climate in my mind. My micro-climate associating with the macro-climate, I enjoy the day or not. It may be a terrible day, but I'm happy. It's wonderful. It may be the best day, but I am unhappy. And somebody says, Neil, it's a great day. I say, what are you talking about? It's a terrible day. Because my microclimate affects the climate outside. Therefore, there are eight vasus, six for the outside climate, two for my internal climate. So sometimes I'm so identified with my mind that I just cannot think of anything else. And so is my intellect. So Bhagavan said, give up the dharmas of all the non-essential self that you have superimposed on you. Sarva dharman parityajya. Give up all. In other words, you act that role when you're identified with it. Not that you give up your job as an architect or don't do your husband-like duties or fatherly duties. But only identify as a role you are playing, not as you. So he says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Take refuge in me alone. Me, the self, which I have come to the conclusion, is nothing but the supreme self. Myself cannot be separate from him. That idea should be so firm in my mind that I take my refuge in that idea. So anything now happening, I will see that as a transitory happening in my life. This shall pass too. Good things will come and go, bad things will come and go. But I will see those things happening as a transitory superimposition on my life where I am playing a role in this drama of life. But it is not affecting me at all. As we have discussed before, actor playing a pauper who has a house in Beverly Hills does not get upset that now he is a beggar. He knows as soon as the role is over, he is going in his Mercedes and going back to his Beverly Hills home. It's the same way when I take refuge in that self, all other sorrows in life will no more sorrows, it will be just a game. Therefore, mam ekam sharanam vraja. Now, Swamiji says this verse is actually for the meditation. This applies when you are meditating. When you are meditating, the disturbances come from my identification with this body, mind, and intellect, which is the ego. Ego is the identifier with this body, mind, and intellect, and all my acquisitions and achievements. That ego will create disturbances when I'm trying to focus my mind on the self. At that time, you have to give up all those identifications and focus only on that. Aham tva sarva papebhyah. This papa is ego is creating. All the evil things I have done or the wrong things I have done, why? If I go back, it was my ego. I got hurt mentally or in my ego. Therefore, I did something which hurt other people. So, all those things which I created as a negative impressions on my mind as papa is nothing but my ego's doings. And once I recognize that and I disassociate myself from the ego, Bhagavan said, aham tva sarva papebhya mokshayishyami. I'll release you from all your papas. Everything ego did, you don't have to worry about that. I'll take care of it. In other words, if you are a sincere seeker of that liberation from these limitations, in your meditation, no matter what disturbances come, as long as you take refuge in Him, Bhagavan says, I'll take care of ego. I'll subside it. I will annihilate your ego and let you get free from this limitation. Mastu chaha. Do not worry about it. We worry about constantly whether can I get that state or not. We constantly argue about, well, this is good, but it's very hard to practice. What does that mean? I'm worrying about whether I'm capable of doing this or not. I'm worrying about whether I can achieve this state. The Bhagavan says, Maswicha, you don't worry about it. All you do is what I told you to do. And the first verse says, Manmana, Bhavamad Bhaktaha, Madhyaji, Mam Namaskaru. And then disassociate yourself from your ego. Rest I'll take care of. And you will be liberated from this life of limitedness. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.